This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, July 25th. God's word to you today is, do likewise. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 3, verses 27 to 28, and it says, all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ, like putting on new clothes. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2, verses 12 to 14 says, in those days you were living apart from Christ. You were excluded from citizenship among the people of Israel, and you did not know the covenant promises God had made to them. You lived in this world without God and without hope. But now you have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to Him through the blood of Christ. For Christ Himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when, in His own body on the cross, He broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. We are spiritual Jews. Our operations, Christianity as Jesus wanted it, is not a religion. His desire is to have a people that are separated for Him and for His kingdom. Every time you bring an issue of tribe and race to your decision making, you're making a mockery of the blood of Jesus that was shed for you. Every time. Every time you say, be careful of that Fulani man. Do not marry a Fulani man. I know it is a sore topic, but guess what? The blood of Jesus is stronger. Do you believe that the blood of Jesus is stronger? It is stronger. Every time we make decisions based on tribal sentiments, we make a mockery of the blood. Guess what? It is the same blood you are pleading over your house, and heaven is looking at you and saying, which blood? Jesus was good to the Samaritans, but they did not reciprocate. Luke 9, verses 51 to 56 says, as the time drew near for him to ascend to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. He sent messengers ahead to a Samaritan village to prepare for his arrival. But the people of the village did not welcome Jesus because he was on his way to Jerusalem. When James and John saw this, they said to Jesus, Lord, should we call down fire from heaven to burn them up? But Jesus turned and rebuked them. So they went on to another village. Jesus had ministered to these people, shown them love, shown them that in him, Jews and Gentiles are one. But the people of the village did not welcome Jesus. James and John's response shows that the issue is not if God has the power enough for us. The issue is, can God trust us with the power? Many of us would have burnt down cities if God had anointed us with such power. They felt, what nonsense. We stooped low, humbled ourselves to associate with you. Now our master wants to pass through and you're saying no? Let us show them. However, the Spirit of Christ is not the spirit that destroys people. The Spirit of Christ is the spirit that unites people, that brings people together. The fact that you have been good to people does not mean they will be good to you down the line. Your reward does not come from men. Do not expect it from men. Jesus did not just show up in Samaria. He sent his disciples to ask if he, their maker, is welcome. Jesus demonstrates mind-blowing humility. Learn from the Master himself and do likewise. Let us pray. Father, because of my union with Jesus, I will not build walls of segregation. I will not make a mockery of the blood of Jesus. I will operate by the Spirit of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.